still remember that time, that period of a few months between when I discovered copywriting and when I made my first big leap forward and actually got my first big opportunity. So I had been working, like, I was the guy at the local gas company where when you didn't pay your gas bill all winter, you would pick up the phone, you would call, and I was the guy that you would yell at because we had shut off your service on the first warm day of spring. And it was pretty miserable. Like, that was my first full-time job out of college with an undergrad degree in psychology, which really doesn't get you a lot of career opportunities. But it was during that time that I discovered copywriting. And then within a few months, I managed to parlay that into, like, parlay my discovery of copywriting, not even that job itself, because that job wasn't much of a setup. I managed to parlay my discovery of copywriting into my first marketing job and my first big opportunities. And, you know, everything has just grown from there. So today I got a question from one of my subscribers asking really about all those questions around finding your direction when you're just getting started as a copywriter. And that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, so today's question comes from AJ. And AJ says, I'm not sure if I should pick a niche before looking for copywriting clients, if I should write fake copy for my portfolio before looking for clients, and I'm not sure if I should work for an agency before trying to be a freelance writer. I also don't know how to acquire my first client with no credentials or experience. That's a big, there's a big cloud of the unknown there. And I want to pick apart this a little bit, but I guess let me start by going through and hitting on the different elements that I'm hearing here. So number one is, I'm not sure if I should pick a niche before looking for copywriting clients. You can pick a niche to start with. Like, you don't have to pick a permanent niche, but it's much easier to focus on, okay, what if I pursue this group of potential clients, or what if I pursue this group of potential clients, or what if I pursue this group of potential clients? And they don't have to become a permanent, like, fixture in your life for the next 10 decades. You just have to pick somewhere to start. It's like, if, let's say you want to go for a hike. Okay, there's this great idea. I want to go for a hike, right? Well, you have to pick a trail to, like, start walking down, right? And so my recommendation is, yeah, pick a niche to, like, try things out in. Pick a niche to get started with. Focus on some narrow group of clients that you can identify and say, yeah, I think that these might be people who would be useful for me to, like, speak with. Pick a group of people who do marketing in the way that you want to do marketing. Pick a group of companies that are, you know, selling products that you find interesting, maybe that you would be a customer for. Yeah, pick a niche, but you don't have to stick with it. Like, you really don't have to stick with it. Pick a niche that you can experiment with and be willing to be wrong. Be willing to realize that, oh, this isn't a great fit for whatever reason. Be willing to move on, you know, 6 months down the road, 3 months down the road, 6 years down the road, 3 decades down the road, right? Like, you can pick a niche and then change your decision, and that's okay. If you should write fake copy for your portfolio before looking to clients, we're going to come back to that one. You know, my big answer to that question is no. If I should write fake copy for my, no, don't write just, like, fake copy. There's so many opportunities out there that are not fake copy. And I have a couple specific recommendations for you. And I'm not sure if I should work for an agency before trying to be a freelance writer. So I will tell you that in my experience, there's a ton of value in working in some kind of retainer position or full-time position for a while as you get your bearings as a copywriter, as you learn different things. Because you're going to have a steady stream of work. You're going to have a steady paycheck. You're going to have steady opportunities to work on different types of projects. And if you try to like get hyper-focused, now I believe in the core offer. And I even have like the core offer training that I have that talks about developing a core offer. And as you really do want to grow as a copywriter, having a clear core offer is powerful. Now, early on, your core offer can be, hey, I am willing to write whatever you need to have written for this period of time. Or my core offer is I write any kind of short copy, or my core offer, whatever it is, right? The power in working for an agency, or especially like an entrepreneurial marketing company, is that you just have this like steady flow of work coming to you. And the more willing you are to really embrace that, the more capable you will be when it comes time to go out and create your own freelance business or your own agency as a copywriter. I also don't know how to acquire my first client with no credentials or experience. So this one is pretty powerful, I think, what I'm going to tell you here. And it also addresses the if I should write fake copy for my portfolio before looking for clients. Write a letter to whoever the client is that you want to work with. And you'll probably have to go through 2 or 3 or 4 or 10 or 20. Write a letter that says, hey, I find your marketing fascinating. I would love to work with you. I understand that I don't necessarily have the level of experience or capability that you might be looking for if you were only looking for experience, but I imagine you also look for ambition and willingness to learn and all of that, and those things I have in spades. And I'm willing to do the work to be successful in working with you. And if you're willing to take a chance on me, I would love to be able to do, to write copy for your business, to create marketing with your business. And you write this letter, and this letter is your demonstration of your copywriting ability. If you can be truly candid and be honest and also show like that conviction and courage and excitement and willingness to learn and willingness to do what it takes to succeed, you're also going to just layer on these other elements of liking that make marketing work in many, many different scenarios. And so, you know, my best recommendation to you is really figure out, this is a company who I find interesting, I find fascinating, I think that maybe there's an opportunity there for marketing with them, and I would like to do marketing with them. And create a communication that goes to them that demonstrates whatever you've been learning about copywriting up until this point, and say, hey, like, I don't have a big portfolio or anything like that, but I am willing to do the work. And if you're coming at that from an actual state of belief of, you know, I am willing to do the work, you'll find people very interested, especially more entrepreneurial people, very interested in speaking with you and kind of verifying what you say in your letter. And yeah, it was letters like that that got me my first interviews in marketing, got me my first job in marketing. And later on, it was a letter like that that got me my first freelance copywriting client. And there's a lot of different ways that you can approach this. And, you know, I would couple things like that with things that are more in line with my more conversational client approach style or cold approach style. But in general, like, if you are very candid about the fact that, hey, I don't have a ton of experience, but I have a ton of ambition and I'm willing to learn and I want to work with you and I want to create a ton of success, and you have clarity about, like, this is a business that I find interesting and I want to work with them for this reason, and you actually make it about them, about, like, here is why I find your business interesting, here is why I want to work with you as an individual, you as a business, then you may find that doors open much easier than you expect. And so, in general, like, you don't have to pick a niche. You don't have to pick your permanent niche before you start looking for copywriting clients, but you can certainly pick a temporary niche and it will make it easier for you to focus on clients. Writing fake copy for your portfolio, it doesn't make sense. You should write a real persuasive letter to the person who would be in charge of hiring you. I'm not sure if I should work for an agency. I think it's a smart idea to work in some kind of setup or scenario where you are working consistently with the same group of people who have kind of a vested interest in your development as well as just your individual work product, and who can give you consistent opportunities while you are developing more of your skills and your reputation. And how to acquire your first client with no credentials or experience? Write that letter. Write a persuasive letter to the person who would hire you. And finally, I would say that in the meantime, I know that there are some people who become great at affiliate marketing. I don't talk about it much because it's never been a super significant source of my income. And I think that it's very easy to sell as a product the idea or the system for affiliate marketing, but it's much more difficult than a lot of people think or than the sales pitches would lead you to believe to actually succeed as an affiliate marketer. However, I would say that if you are going to choose to practice writing copy on something, you could develop an affiliate website in your niche, and you could actually write real copy that you could actually measure the results of, measure how many people click through when you put this headline on the page versus this headline on the page, measure how many people click through when you put this description or article, you know, advertorial or sales letter, whatever, versus some other one, and have it actually be real copy, and then start to gather some data about how well your stuff works and learn from that. I will say your biggest challenge at this point, and what I hear coming through all of the different lines of this question, your biggest challenge is the curse of inaction. It's not taking action because you're afraid. And too often in life, we hold back on the actions that we need to take because we're afraid. And we use uncertainty as the story that we tell ourselves to prevent ourselves from having to do what scares us. And me too. You have to be courageous. You have to take courageous action, which is taking action when you feel fear. It's feeling the fear and doing it anyway. Courage is that moment, not where you lack fear, but where you feel fear and you don't let it stop you. And your biggest challenge is going to be getting past that threshold where fear is stopping you and suddenly you're not going to let it stop you anymore. And when you do that, you're going to find that all these questions, you find the right answers to all these questions if you are taking consistent action. And if I can point you towards one more resource, well, I'll include links to different training that I have for copywriter career training in the description, as well as my Copywriter's Guide to Getting Paid, which is my book about the business of copywriting, not just the craft of copywriting. So check out those links in the description. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, a Mailbox Monday episode, which, by the way, if you have a question that you'd like to have answered in an upcoming episode, go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. The link for that is also in the description, and you can submit your question to have it answered on an upcoming episode. Leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do as a result? How are you going to overcome the curse of inaction? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including these episodes and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.